I watch as her whole body stiffens. You shake, tremble, and explode. I love it. It makes me so happy to see you get so much pleasure from something so simple. It started the day at the beach. I'm not sure if it was even a date. You're so shy. It is quite sweet, actually. I have known for a while that you had some interest in me. And the feeling was mutual. I liked how flustered you would get when I would flirt with you. And I did my best to encourage you. But I know sometimes boys like you need time. I find it endearing. So when you invited me to hang out at the beach, enthusiastically agreed. Just the two of us, I hope, I added. You smiled and nodded. We found a nice spot and I enjoyed slipping out of my clothes, stripping for you in the middle of the beach. I'd picked a bikini that I knew you'd like. It didn't cover much and I took my time revealing it. Watching you take off your shirt was a treat for me too, and you got the message and I took your time without yourself. I tipped my sunglasses down to the tip of my nose, watching you disrobe unfiltered. I smiled and let out a few sounds of approval. You spread a blanket in the sand and we both laid back on it. I felt your eyes race over my body and I watched. I like teasing you. I like you looking at me. And then I notice your attention seems focused. Not on my breasts or legs or face, but on my feet. I wiggle my toes for you and giggle. You look away quickly and I can tell you you're embarrassed. Like a little boy who got caught doing something he shouldn't. You roll to your side facing me and I can't help but notice there's a little tent in your swim trunks. I want to reach out and touch it, but we're in the middle of a public beach. I smile and turn as well, looking into your eyes and ask you. See something you like? You fumble for your words a bit and compliment me, telling me how good I look in my bikini. And I smile more. But you weren't just looking at my bikini, were you? You were blushing now. I wiggled my toes a bit more and you looked down and then back up at me. I had just gotten a fresh pedicure. My delicate little toes with the nails painted pink. I moved my feet around a bit more, watching you react. I told you that you had very pretty feet and it was okay to look at them. In fact, I liked you looking at them. You smiled a bit and I looked down between your legs, seeing your cock stiffen even more. I moved a bit closer and raised my leg, pressing my knee into your erection very gently, pressing softly and moving it back and forth a bit. I watched you grow more and more flustered. The beach wasn't crowded, but we definitely weren't alone. I asked you if that felt good and you moaned and hailed and nodded. So, you like feet? I asked. I smiled and reached out and ran my hand through your hair. I could tell you didn't know how to respond and I reassured you. I told you it was okay to tell me. I wanted to know. I wanted to hear all about it. Everything. And you began to tell me. And as I listened, I leaned over and pressed my leg between your thighs, squirming a bit against you, feeling your hard cock against me. And when you finished telling me your desires and all about your foot fetish, I looked into your eyes and smiled, thanking you for sharing it all with me. And then I leaned close, pressing my lips to your ear and whispered, "My feet are so sore. Would you like to rub them for me?" Your breathing changed and I could almost feel your heart pounding. Breathlessly, you whispered to me, "Yes, yes, please." I rolled back over into my bag and raised my knees, pulling my feet closer and making room for you at the end of the blanket. I watched as you crawled down to my feet and then took my right foot into your hands and began to press your fingers into my soft flesh. It felt so good. It wasn't just a massage you were giving me. It was the attention. the affection, the desire. I felt it all in each touch. You were transfixed, occasionally looking up at me, meeting my eyes, seeing me smile and softly moan when you hit a particularly good spot. I watched you on your knees, bent over, attending to my feet. It was turning me on too, and I couldn't help but notice a small wet spot in your swimsuit. I liked that I was making your cock leak, seeing it drop deeper and deeper into a silly stupor just from touching my feet. You finished with the right and moved on to the left. The pressure and rubbing was sublime, and I felt all my tension melting away. It felt so beautiful. I expected it to last a few minutes, but it kept going for almost an hour. I suggested we go back to my place, which was only a few blocks away. We packed things up, and when we got there, I had you stripped for me. I wanted to see you naked, hard, aching for me, and you were only too eager to obey. I had you sit on the couch at the end and stretch out, resting my pretty feet in your lap. I was careful not to touch your cock, but to keep them close, moving them over you, teasing your thighs, watching you react. I asked you questions and listened as you told me about your love of feet, how hard it was to admit to, how much shame you felt for your fetish. I listened and told you I understand and that I loved seeing you enjoy my feet. It felt good, affectionate, loving. And then I told you to get down on the floor and kneel because I wanted you to kiss them. I wanted to feel the same thing I felt on the beach, but not from your hands. I wanted to feel your lips on my feet, kissing, adoring, worshipping. And as you pressed your lips to my feet, I began to feel all of that. I watched as you lost yourself in my feet, kissing them, smelling them. I encouraged you. I told you to suck on my toes. And as you did, you made love to them with your mouth, with your lips, with your tongue. I closed my eyes, feeling myself getting more and more turned on with the feelings and sensations. Your gentle kisses making me squirm. As you kissed, I reached down and slid my hand inside my bikini and began to touch my clit, slowly teasing myself, growing wetter and wetter, more and more turned on. And then silently, as you sat on my toes, I felt a wave of an orgasm build and then crash over me. And then another, and another, leaning down, watching you kiss and worship my feet with such devotion. I told you to stop and lay back, and I found a bottle of baby oil in the bag. I had packed for the beach. I rested my feet in your chest and told you to coat my feet in baby oil. You squirmed and I watched your cock twitch and throb as your hands ran over my feet, covering them completely. They were glistening and the light from the window caught them just right, making them appear to almost sparkle. You were so loving the way you touched my feet and coat them for me. Your touch is so gentle, rubbing, touching, massaging. And then I tell you to close your eyes. I want you to feel me now. I tie a red silk scarf over your eyes and listen as your breathing changes. I take another and tie your wrists together and tell you to hold them up over your head. You do as I ask and touch your cheek gently. Your cock is even harder now, throbbing, and I see it is beginning to drip a bit more. Small droplets of pre-cum forming on the tip. One leaks down the front of your cock head, and I watch you squirm as you feel it. I lean back now too, sitting on the floor across from you and press my oiled feet on each side of your cock. I let my little toes wriggle and press into you as I add a bit more pressure, squeezing your cock between my slippery soles. Slowly, I slide them along the length of your shaft, up and down. It feels like a game to me. I smile as you moan and begin to twist and squirm. I love the way you respond to each movement. Each sensation provokes a different response. It isn't like anything I've ever seen before. Not like a hand job, a blow job, or even fucking. The ecstasy you feel as I slide my feet up and down your cock is like magic. And I am your sorceress now, your goddess. My feet casting a spell over your mind, your body, and your soul. It is what you have always dreamed about, but never been able to ask for. Your dreams and your fantasy, I love it every bit as much as you do. Stroking your cock with my feet, slippery, oiled, teasing you over and over as I watch you squirm for me. There is so much I can do. Pressing, squeezing, tickling, teasing, and each little movement sends sparks to your brain and shivers down your spine. I start to squirm, pressing into my feet, and I pull them away just for a moment. Try to hold still, I whisper. I want you to try to keep motionless for me. Try to hold back, to let the sensations build so that eventually they will overwhelm you. I want to make it last for as long as possible. In fact, I could do this to you all night, and for a moment, I think maybe I will. You tag at your bound hands, and you see the expression in your face change. You are in your own world now, your world, but I'm right there with you. I'll let you get close, so close before slowing down or stopping each time. I want you to feel what my feet can do to you. Your pleasure is under my control, and I am going to extract every bit of it from you. Slowly, purposefully. Watching your writhe in pleasure, denial, frustration, and desperation. Your poor psyche twisted into knots, not knowing if you want it to end or to go on forever. Finally, it is time. I watch as your whole body stiffens, shake, tremble, and explode. I love it. It makes me so happy to see you get so much pleasure from something so simple.